and talking about our personnel and how we're putting guys in different position. Doug is that unique blend of a guy who's extremely confident in what he knows and what he does, but he's humble enough to listen and to take input from the rest of us. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the funny thing with Doug. I mean, when, you know, you get to know Doug from a personal level, you would say, you might think, oh, he's the conservative type, but as a play caller, he's everything. He's just everything about aggressiveness, and that just comes from a belief in the players. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's sometimes a both and. I mean, there are weeks that, like against Atlanta, where we came out to kind of get in a rhythm, some short, quick stuff, and then as it goes, then, but then there's other weeks where I know, you know, I've been in Doug's office, Nick walks in there, and he, let's throw deep early. You know, I mean, so I think both are always in play.
You guys used to play Flicker last week. Patriots did the same in their conference championship game. It's more fun to use trick plays and playoff games.
Yeah, I think so a little bit. I think there's a little bit of a tendency to be a little bit more aggressive in these kind of games, knowing that you just look at these games over history and over time, and you see some of the plays, some of the big plays that have been made. And a lot of times these, it looks like, oh, this flea flicker, they got this thing up for this week, but, and really in this particular case we did, but a lot of the trick plays that you see are plays that have been in since training camp, and you've been practicing the whole year, and you've just never have needed to call them or the situation, and then all of a sudden you pull them out in the Super Bowl, but you've really been practicing them all year.
Is it also just a byproduct of the fact that there is so much, you know, there is so much available film on, you know, at that point on the season that you kind of,
yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You got to do the unexpected. You, especially against a team like this, you got to try to keep teams off balance. And last week, that was the whole 2 weeks ago against the Vikings, that was really the whole goal. I mean, sitting in there talking to Doug the night before the game, you know, he was just kind of rehashing his mindset as a play caller. We got to keep them off balance. We got to stay aggressive. We got to keep them off balance. We got all these little things that we have in the plan. You know, sometimes on a lot of regular season games, you get through calling the game and you look back at what you called and what you, you know, we always get the, there's the call sheet before the game, and then you have the call sheet after the game where you highlight the plays that have actually been called, and it's always fun as a play caller to go back and look at the call, the post-game call sheet and what's highlighted. What did you actually call? And in the regular season, a lot of times you find that a lot of those things you don't call as much, and you look at, and now's the time.
From an emotional standpoint, like, is, what's the effect of it?
Yeah, there's no doubt I think it energizes you, you know, because I think it gives you, I think it gives you the feeling of not just making a big play, but we got them, you know, we got them. We're a step ahead. That I think is indicative of, and it just gives you confidence. Well, then you got to use your, you use the, first of all, you know, on the trick plays, lower percentage chance of success. I mean, just by the nature, not all trick plays, but some trick plays, flea flicker, chance of success is what it is. It's not like throwing something short. So then you just use the psychology of, hey, right? It still had an effect. It's still, sometimes even when you do something like that, even though it wasn't completed, it still lets them know they better be alert.